That's getting busy.
This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. The Waste Management Center had a visit from the Tomox Strathcona community educator, Lindsay Eason, and I got to catch up with her and find out what changes are coming and what kind of insight they're looking for from the community to make those improvements to our waste management on Cortez Island. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
What is happening right now with the waste management for Cortez Island?
Como Strathcona Waste Management is the umbrella organization that manages both the waste for both regional districts, the Comox Valley Regional District and the Strathcona Regional District. So all waste is mandated to now come to the Cumberland landfill, where we have our properly engineered, wonderful landfill that is happening there. So this is a transfer station here on Cortez. We are updating our solid waste management plan. So that means every 10 years or so, we go through our plan and we have an advisory committee that is created of representatives from all communities within our service area. And they have come up with a set of guiding goals and principles. This is step two of our solid waste management plan update. So now that we have those draft goals and principles, we are coming out to communities asking residents what they like, don't like about those guiding goals and principles, what's missing, and how happy are they with their current services? What would you like to see over the next 10 years? If you could imagine like a perfect world, what actions would you take or you decide to take to improve solid waste in your community on Cortez?
Cool. How can community members reach out to you and give their input on that?
So we have a survey that's open until September 25th. If you go to cswm.ca/SWMP for Solid Waste Management Plan, we have all our information there and there will be a link to the survey. So you can click on that. We're actually giving away $200 gift cards to Restore in Campbell River or Courtney, depending on where you'd like to go. So there's a little incentive to providing that input.
Yeah. What is the next step after this community outreach step in the 10-year plan?
So then the team will get together on actually creating that plan with all the input they've received so far and create a draft plan, and then we'll take that back to the community and say, how does this resonate with everybody? Is this the direction you want to go? There's a big focus right now on circular economy and zero waste. Having facilities in place that could manage a lot of reuse, repurpose, repair, and then getting residents to just think about the amount of stuff that they consume and the quality of that stuff so that we don't fill up the landfill faster than we need to.
Is there any local policy around single-use plastics or takeaway food containers or anything like that related to this initiative?
There is a recent provincial single-use plastic ban.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Yeah, mainly we're just trying to get people's input right now. So on average, in our region, people produce 551 kilograms of waste per person per year. The provincial average that we're trying to get to is 350 kilograms per person per year. It does vary by area, however. We just want to meet that average. So we extend the life of our current landfill. It's very expensive to manage waste. So we want everybody to do their part to really reduce waste as much as possible. Really think about what you're consuming, what you're using, and how you can reduce that. And then helping create and set up those facilities in places and be part of that. We have these really awesome stickers that can help people sort their recycling at home. I'm going to leave a few at the recycling depot for Erin to give out if anybody is asking for them. And I'm glad you got your set as well.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.